And Henderson, to be fair, was trying to play too fast. There's a couple of times in the game when he's trying to play one touch and it needed two or three touch just to slow down. And Henderson makes some really bad decisions in the build-up to that goal. He gets on the ball twice, he panics, he's got chances to turn, maybe the communication's not there. But the shape of that Liverpool team's wrong. And by the time Van Dijk makes the back pass, Alisson hasn't got anything on. Either Gomez plays a couple of balls into Henderson where he can either flip it to Trent, he can turn out and hit Mane. I mean, Mane is actually an oceans. We've got a good break on, but we're just sort of playing a little bit panicky. The shape's not quite right. And I think that was the issue with it. And I think without the ball, that's where first half we have some problems, which is why Klopp changes it second half. Because I think against teams like Leicester, who will have a threat with Chilwell and all Brighton on one side, I think most opposition teams are going to say, a bit like when Chelsea had Robben, you know, your way home is trying to exploit that space in behind Salah. Do you know what I mean? And the problem that gives this Liverpool team in the way that we set up, and I think they can change the shape to make this better, but when Alden, Henderson and Milner have to play pretty flat because they're never too sure when Mane is going to track back and do what he does, because he does do that well. But you're never 100% sure when he is and he isn't. And you know that Salah is going to put a shift in, but he's probably not going to do that. So when Alden's sort of playing that Thiago role, where he's got to get out and go and help Trent in them areas. But it means when you feed into Leicester's two holding midfield players, when Alden's like, I don't really want to go in there, I've got this problem out here, and Trent probably doesn't want him to. Milner's a little bit hesitant to go in there too much. It looked, to me, Milner looked a bit like a nine-year-old kid going around trying to, you know, ball chasing and getting stuck into tackles. But quite often he was getting there a second too late or whatever because the shape was hurting. And Henderson got himself caught in between two stools in the basis that really I'd rather, if I'm Van Dijk, I'm saying to Henderson, you drop on the 10. You stop the 10 playing.